This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on StarChoice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
An old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Drivers!
Drivers!
We know that we can rest assured that our voice will once more go unheard by the fascist corporate right.
Good evening and welcome to the August 16th edition of Equalizing the Start. You're tuned to CIUT 89.5, and we started off with the Class War Kids and the song Riot 2010. We will not be doing an interview with them tonight, unfortunately. It was just because of the move and the scheduled move and the possibility of a move, we just couldn't nail something down, and unfortunately they had to do something else. They're playing in Sarnia tonight. It's unfortunate for us, and I'm sorry we couldn't bring this interview to you. Anyway, that's off of a latest CD called Reflection, Rage, and Rebellion. We're not going to stew on it. Maybe we'll catch them on the way back.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Hi, Darcy.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. You?
Pretty good.
Summer has arrived.
Summer has finally got here. It took long enough.
And one of my observations when leaving the house was how noisy it was because of all the air conditioning units that are on.
Oh, yeah.
Just everything's rattling everywhere. It's a scorcher out there. It's
a scorcher
in there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In that
it's,
studio
it's
you're in.
Ridiculous.
And anyway, we're going to just bring you some lots of music. What did you bring in tonight?
I got a whole bunch of stuff. Beginning of my sets, a couple bands from Portugal. Some straight edge youth crew stuff from Portugal. Cool new demo, brand new. I don't know, I had some friends complain that like last week we played too much old stuff, so everything I brought in is like 2007, 8 or 9, so it's all brand new stuff, or at least pretty recent, so I'm excited that there's some new stuff that maybe people haven't heard yet. So.
Well, I've brought in Mad Cowboys, we're going to be coming in, they're going to be coming to Toronto very soon. There's a new band from Calgary called Spastic Panthers, which we're going to be featuring tonight. I've got some Brutal Knights, some Rocket Reducers.
Always good stuff.
I do have some old stuff, but it's not like recent old. It's old. It's the roots of punk.
Good.
I finally found my Ian Jury record.
Oh,
we're gonna be playing some Ian Jury tonight.
Fantastic.
Along with some Stranglers and some Devo.
Cool.
I've got an I've got an electronic set for people.
Yeah, I saw that Devo record, and
it's amazing. It's my one of my favorite all time records. But up first is a new band. I don't even know where they're from. A band called Done to Death. We're going to hear a title track off their new CD. It's called Riot Torn City.
Great.
Shattered by violent storm.
survival with our backs against the wall.
Rathole City,
coming for you.
Rathole City,
what are you gonna do?
Rathole City,
gotta face the fact, the good times are coming back. Apocalyptic visions like a civil war, feeding corrupt and greedy hordes who want more, more, more. Anarchy reigns, but there's a fatal flaw. Too much power picks the fascist sore. I didn't see it coming, I didn't see it coming at all. Fighting for survival with our backs against the wall.
Rathole City,
coming for you.
Rathole City, what are you gonna do?
Rathole City, gonna face the facts, the good times ain't coming back.
2, 3, 4.
Total breakdown sent you to the core. Pick your side, this is all out war. War, war, war. Snipers and bombers in our city streets. Blood, salt and beating is our legacy. I didn't see it coming, I didn't see it coming at all. Fighting for survival with our backs against the wall.
Rathole City,
coming for you.
Rathole City, what are you gonna do?
Rathole City, gotta face the facts, the good times ain't coming back.
2, 3, 4.
I didn't see it coming, I didn't see it coming at all. Fighting for survival with our backs against the wall.
Freezing cold, I swear to God, it's 40 below. Stuck out here a lot longer, you see. I gotta keep moving, I gotta keep warm. Another shot of coffee won't take me long. Starting to worry about running out of money. Yeah. Monday morning, I'm out here, rain or shine. Should be in there making a living. Standing out there walking the line.
Down, come too far to give in now. You know there's nothing to break our solidarity. Every day. Stupid.
That's DOA with Smash the State. We started off with Done to Death, and we heard a title track off their latest CD, Riot Torn City. After that, we heard The Fallout with a song, Bread and Freedom, taken from the Dismantlement CD. 63 Monroe were next. New material from them off the Last Exit to Rock and Roll. And the song we heard was called What the Fuck, followed by The Rotten from Hamilton, and a song by the same name called What the Fuck, and almost the same chorus and everything, but you know, same idea too.
What totally.
What the fuck are you looking at, kind of thing. And
I like the chorus a lot.
And then me too. And then we finished up with DOA and Smash the State.
Of course.
The link there being that the Rotten CD is called Enemy of the State.
I see.
DOA would play Smash the State.
I see.
So, you know, there's some themes to it all.
There's always themes.
I always have a theme, whether it's apparent or not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good.
Over to you.
Cool. My theme is shit that I think is awesome. How's that?
That's the best theme.
I don't know.
That's just the best theme ever.
Just good stuff that I really like this week. So, the first two bands we're going to listen to are both from Portugal, and the first thing we're going to listen to is a straight-edge youth crew band called Pressure, and the song comes off of their demo. But right after that is a band that released a little EP in 2006, so like I said earlier, everything's going to be at least fairly recent, so 2006 EP. Anyways, then we're going to get into all sorts of stuff. There's a band from Australia and a band from Florida and all sorts of other stuff. And then familiar things that you're used to, like Life Trap and Look Back and Laugh and Social Circle and stuff later on. But first things first, Pressure from Portugal, the brand new demo. I think this came out in January. But anyway, it's 2009.
Talk the talk. Do you walk the walk?
Understand what holds me back, my fault. Understand my fault. Get me who I am, my fault.
All right, and that last track there was Death Dealer by Raised by Wolves off a record called Meet the Wolf. Before that, we heard Killing Frost with a song called Sick of You off of the Brain Damage EP from Portugal that was released in 2006. And then the first thing we started off with is another band from Portugal on Positive and Focused Records is a straight edge band called Pressure with the track was called My Faults. We're going to listen to a couple more, and then Steve's going to play some of his stuff. So this next thing...
Some punk.
Some punk.
Like old school punk, like original punk.
More needs to be said.
It's all punk, but this is how punk was defined.
All right, Steve. This next band I only listened to because I thought their name was really cool. That's it. I didn't know anything about them, and I checked them out, and it works. If you have a cool name, you're usually a really cool band. This is the New Mexican Disaster Squad, and a song called The Piggy Bank's Gone, Nick. Venomous Concept from the Obscene Extreme compilation, 2009 edition. Venomous Concept, if you don't know them already, features members of Napalm Death and Brutal Truth. And apparently those guys were all friends and thought about starting the band like 20 years ago and never got around to it.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's a wicked, wicked song.
I just couldn't help like banging my head.
I saw you. It was nice to see.
Excellent.
Venomous Concept, a song called Drop Dead off of the Obscene.
So this is new stuff.
Yeah, yeah, totally recent. That's a wicked, wicked band. It's a guitar player from Napalm Death, and I'm so stoked on it. It's a really, really good record. So I thought I'd play it, and you know, people were begging for new stuff. So there you go. Before that, we started off the set with like a semi-melodic tune, if you remember that, with the backing vocals. That was The Piggy Bank's Gone, Nick, by New Mexican Disaster Squad from Florida. That was put out on J-Tree Records. It's a EP called Don't Believe. After that was, of course, if you didn't recognize the voice or the way they mixed the guitar tones there, that was Life Trap from Nashville, a song called Solitary Confinement from the Solitary Confinement 7-inch. That's put out by, of course, No Way, who does all that stuff. After that, one of my all-time favorite bands in the whole world, female-fronted from the Bay Area of California, featuring a guitar player from Yaphet Kodo, but sounds nothing like them, Look Back and Laugh. Love that band, female-fronted. That song was called The Path, off of a record that was put out in 2006 or 2007 called State of Illusion. Their latest and most recent. They haven't done anything since then. Well, I mean, nothing, but I mean, they haven't put anything out. And then the last thing we heard, again, was Venomous Concept and a song called Drop Dead. And that was my set.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, I was checking out different people's MySpace sites, and I was looking at the Screwed site, and I saw this poster come up with a picture of Ian Jury on it. And I thought back to my youth when I was first getting into punk, and Ian Jury and the Blockheads was one of my first things that I was ever exposed to, the new Boots and Panties LP, and I own it still. And anyway, I was looking for it for a couple of weeks and finally found it this week, and so we're going to play a track off that to start things off. This is a song called Blackmail Man.
I'm the blackmail man, and I know what you do. Every one of you, I'm the blackmail man. You make me sick.
All right, we started off that set with Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and we heard a song called Blackmail Man, and that's taken off the new Boots and Panties LP, originally released on Stiff Records. I think only released on Stiff Records. I don't think it's ever been reissued or anything, unfortunately. It's a great record. The Transmitters, and we heard their self-titled LP that came out a few years ago. The song Beating Up My Heart, it was released on Deranged Records. The Existers were next with a brand new recording of theirs. The song we heard was called Think Big. It's old songs, but recorded just recently because they wanted to kind of get down all the old stuff that they've written. And this song I love because it's just telling you to be your own voice and be your own media. It's such a DIY anthem. I love it. So The Existers and a song called Think Big, hopefully to be released sometime soon. I don't know who by, but hopefully somebody will release it. Because there's a lot of great stuff on here, including Future Shock, Telex Love. They have a song called Spadina. There's all kinds of great stuff. It's like a really... it's got to come out. then we heard Teacher's Pet, a band from Akron. And we heard a song called Can't Do That. This was released two or three years ago on Smogvale Records, a label out of Las Vegas, but originally from Cleveland. And... you know, putting out a lot of old stuff that never got released or good popular release in the punk scene. So this band was like a first wave punk band from 1977. And Rolling Stone magazine said of their single that they should have been a hit single, that they never got the hit they deserved. So when Rolling Stone magazine's making comments about punk bands, I think... you know, there's something, and
people are paying attention.
Yeah, totally. And this band was just lost. After that, we heard the Stranglers and a song called "I Feel Like a Wog" off the No More Heroes LP released on United Artists. And we went back to Akron with Devo, and what I feel is not their best song, but a song that is
epitomizes.
The song is called Jocko Homo. And the LP is called Are We Not Men? And then, you know, that's the chorus for this song. Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. The whole concept of Devo is defined in this song as the de-evolution of the human race. So, and, you know, you can understand it if you lived in Ohio and lived around, like, the manufacturing plants that were going, like, because Ohio is a huge industrial center. It's, like, worse than Hamilton in terms of, like, it's just... awful to breathe down there. It's in this valley, and it's awful. It's an awful place.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in some ways, I think Devo, the concept behind Devo was to like emulate the production plant, the manufacturing plant, and their music totally comes off like that. Jocko Homo just being one of them, you can tell. Just it's back and forth, monotony, repetition. But they can play it with such precision.
It's mechanical.
They play it with such precision, and just you can feel the anger in it. It's great. Jocko Homo.
For everyone listening along, Steve has been dancing the whole time.
I've been looking so forward to playing this set, and I couldn't help but tell Darcy about it the whole time we're off air.
The entire time music is playing, he's just like, I can't wait to play Devo. I can't wait. Yeah. It's such a good song.
And then, but I said even more.
Even
more exciting was to play the Stranglers.
He was losing it. He's dancing.
Because the Stranglers and Devo and Ian Dury, these were all bands that I got into initially when I first got into the punk scene.
Well, tell them about the one song on the Ian Dury record that you knew was going to get you in trouble, and that's why you just had to listen to this record.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll is the song known for this record, but
of course,
Plastow Patricia. Is a song that starts off assholes, bastards, fucking cunts and pricks, and you know, just the swearing in, the gratuitous swearing that goes on in that song. When I first heard it as a kid, I was like, this song is going to get me in trouble. I love this record already. And we were all like that. We were just addicted to the swearing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but in listening to this record this afternoon, I was pressed to find a good punk song on it because a lot of it's very soulful.
Yeah,
and I didn't recollect that initially when you thought of it. Like the song Clever Trevor, which is, and Wake Up and Make Love to Me. It's just like, these are like
you know, there's like great songs on here that are just like not.
They're not
like what you would traditionally know as punk, and you know,
yeah.
And this fell into and under the sort of the label of new wave, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in some ways it wasn't really punk, but in other ways it was, and so it's all sort of in there, in that expanding envelope that that blew up really quickly. Anyway, I digress, and I'm eating into your set. So what do you got?
Well, we're going to first go to Massachusetts to visit Social Circle, who I think I might have played a song by them last week, but they were here 2 weeks ago with Crew Suicide, and it was awesome. That was one of the best sets I've ever seen. After that, we're going to go to Norway, and then L.A., and then Oregon, and visit some other places.
I was talking to some friends about Social Circle recently, and they said about that show that she just it was Leah from UTI. She said she just feels that they're vastly underrated.
Oh, absolutely.
From a Toronto standpoint.
Absolutely.
Because people not enough people. She didn't feel like there was enough people appreciating them.
Well,
how good they are, you know.
I mean, amongst me and my friends, I mean, we enjoy them thoroughly, but the whole time I was like, why isn't the whole place just exploding? Like, this band is really, really
amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was vastly impressed.
This is like some members of like Blank Stare, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doing like more of a punk band.
Yeah, absolutely. The band's actually hasn't really been together that long. I think only 2006 that they put the band together. And they've just sort of put out, I think now...
They have a 7-inch?
2 7-inches,
maybe,
possibly?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, so, anyway, enough of that. Enough talking. I'm going to shut up now, and we're going to listen to...
Social Circle?
We're listening to Social Circle off the Static Eyes EP put out by No Way Records, and the song is I Can't Take It. And then we're going to Norway to see parliamentaries. Whatever. Shut up.
Know that when I'm out, I just get showing up. Cause everything you say, you know, makes me feel like throwing up. Your mouth never starts moving, I just wish it never start. Best time that I've had to do, times we've had apart. I can't take it anymore. All the things you say, shut up, just shut up.
Oh,
right, and that was a song called Duvet Ik Om Atomopten. You know, my Norwegian pronunciation is terrible. I don't know. That's the band was called Parlamentarisk Sodomi, and the record was called De Anarchistik NLA. I don't know. That's terrible pronunciation, but anyway, it's Parlamentarisk Sodomi from Norway, and that was put out by 65 in the United States, or North America. And before that, we heard Social Circles, a song called Can't Take It from Static Eyes, put out by Nowhere Records. We got to stop for a second and just put on Fat Papa, and then we'll be right back in a second.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM. The University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Come and dance with me, let's do the shaking. Okay, now, this next song is going to be, is put up on a demo from 2007, band from L.A. called Duke Nukem Forever, named after the video game, of course. And the song is called Retard Strong. Then we're going to go into Blood of Christian Children, Blood of Christian Children, what a great name, from Portland, Oregon. And they've been around for 10 years or something and only ever put out one record. And then, anyway. I'm going to shut up and play more music. So this is Duke Nukem Forever, a song called Retard Strong.
Hey, what are you, some sort of punker?
Huh?
God, I hate punkers.
And that last song you heard there was Government Agent from the Government Agent EP put out by Blood of Christian Children as a self-released effort. Before that, we heard Duke Nukem Forever with a song called Retard Strong. And before that, we heard Parlamentarisk Sodomi with a song called Duvet Ik Om Atomopten, or whatever the hell it's called. And we started off the set, of course, with, again, for the third time, Social Circle Can't Take It. And I'm just going to play one more thing here, and then it's all Steve's, except my CD won't stop playing, so we're just going to go into Steve's music, if that's okay. You ready?
You cool? Ready to show listings?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to do show listings instead first, because we should tell you what's coming up in the next little while. All right. Tuesday, August the 18th at the Cathedral, a lot of people have been talking about the show. Have Heart is playing their last Canadian tour ever with Shipwreck, Bitter End, Cruel Hand, The Carrier, and Bad Choice. Friday, August the 21st at the Poor Alex Theater, Title Fight, Gypsy, Attention, and Emergency. Friday, August the 21st, the very same night at the Rancho Relaxo, Daily Void, Sedatives, Brutal Nights, and Molested Youth. Saturday, August the 22nd, big show for sure. I'm quite certain about this. You heard it here 2 weeks ago. It's the Raw record release. The Truth Will Reveal Itself. Wicked, wicked record. Definitely come down to that show. With them are Alpha and Omega, Fortune Teller, Hazardous Waste, and I sing for a band called Bored Stiff, and we were playing our last show. Saturday, August the 22nd, at Rancho Relaxo, Mutating Meltdown will be playing. Saturday, August 22nd, the same night, at Cathedral, Rehab is for Quitters, The Slitters, Stiff Wires, Broomfiller, and The Rotten. Sunday, August the 23rd, now listen carefully, Picked On is playing their farewell show. They're from Kingston. They've been around for a little while now. Put out a self-released EP there with around 8 to 10 songs on it. Pretty wicked record, if you ask me. But they're breaking up. They're playing the last show Sunday, August the 23rd at Siesta Nouveau, which is at 15 Lower Sherbourne in the Esplanade. They're playing with Common Enemy, Sabotage from Ottawa, and if I remember correctly, UTI and Hazardous Waste, but I could be mistaken about that anyway. But it's Sabotage, Common Enemy, and Picked On. And in a minute, we'll tell you about, there's a giveaway where we did this last week, but we're going to do this again this week. If you phone in first, you'll win a record and a shirt and demos from other bands playing that night, like UTI and Picked On and stuff. So if you want a Picked On shirt and a Picked On record, then tune in right after this.
And a Toronto's Burning Comp.
There's some other stuff in there too. Sorry. But we'll get to that at the end. Saturday, August 29th, at the Cadillac Lounge, The Screwed, who might be playing an Ian Drury tribute set, which we played earlier. Because the picture on the flyer has his face on it, so who knows. Saturday, August the 29th, at Sneaky D's, Subsistence, from Montreal, Cluster Bombs from Brantford, Out of Order from Montreal, The G-Men, Outbred, In-Laws, Hated, The Rotten, The Groupies, Dirty Bird, and The Rebel Spell will all be playing. Wednesday, September the 2nd at Sound Academy, Motorhead, Reverend Horton Heat, and Nashville Pussy will be playing at the Sound Academy. Saturday, September the 5th at Sneaky D's, The Intelligence, Tropics, and Actual Water. Thursday, September 10th at Lee's Palace, Punk Rock Karaoke with Eric Melvin, Greg Hetson, and Steve Soto. Those are important people. Artist Life and Crooked Hook will also be playing. I'm not sure if they're playing sets or they're doing backup sets for people doing karaoke, but at any rate, Eric Melvin, Greg Hetson, Steve Soto are playing the band that you could front as the vocalist, so that's kind of cool if you know who those guys are. Friday, September the 11th at Sneaky D's, Box Elders is headlining in on tour. Friday, September the 18th, SES Nouveau, Soul Control, The Endless Blockade, Hagatha, and Titan. Now, I'm not sure if you guys saw The Endless Blockade show a couple weeks ago, but they totally destroyed everything in its path, and everyone left in body bags. That's not true, but it was fucking intense. Friday, September the 18th, at the Bovine Sex Club, The Mad Cowboys. Did you play a song by Mad Cowboys earlier today?
Coming up in this set.
Oh, it's coming up in this set. So get ready for that. Sunday, September the 20th, we will be interviewing someone from the Let Them Know movie, The Story of Youth Brigade. Possibly a phone interview. But anyway, that'll be on the show on September the 20th if you're interested in Youth Brigade or the movie. Sunday, September the 20th, the very same night, at Lee's Palace, New Model Army is headlining in on tour. September 26th, a couple days later, at the Cadillac Lounge, The Screwed are playing once again. And if you were paying attention, Youth Brigade are playing at the Opera House. Sunday, September the 27th. And not too long after that, Tuesday, September the 29th, at the Reverb, Jay Riotard, No Bunny, Hunks and His Punks, what a great name, Box Elders, Useless Eaters are all playing, so that should be a wicked show. And just two more to wrap up the end. We're moving into the middle of October here, but Tuesday, September the 29th at Tuesday, September the 29th at the Bovine Sex Club, Broadcast Zero is playing, and the last show I'm going to announce here is Tuesday, October the 6th at I believe it's going to be Siesta Nouveau. I could be mistaken, and I'm sorry. It's not listed on this list I'm reading from, but Death Before Dishonor, it's a Stuck in the City production, is playing with Reign Supreme, Steel Nation, Fortune Teller, and The Proof. I Lied, there's one more. Teenage Bottle Rocket, Cobra Skulls, The Roman Line are playing Tuesday, October the 27th at the Cathedral. If there's any shows that I'm forgetting, that I've misquoted, that there's bands on there, they're not on there, or something's wrong with what I've said, please let us know. Please call in. And the number is
946.
7,000. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you're paying attention earlier, we have stuff to give away for the Picked On Last Show Ever. What you will get, if you win, will be a one copy of Toronto's Burning compilation that features Hazardous Waste and Urban Blight and a whole bunch of other great, great bands. You will receive one copy of the UTI demo, which is a CD with an insert. And you will also receive one Picked On demo, which will be the CD with a cover and an insert and everything, and a Picked On t-shirt of, you know, obviously your size and your choosing. They have two designs. So a Picked On shirt, a Picked On demo, a UTI demo, and Toronto's Burning compilation. That's what we're giving away. All you have to do is call in right now. Just pick up the phone, and the number is, Steve?
416-946-7000.
And the first person to call in gets a Picked On shirt, Picked On demo, UTI demo, and Toronto's Burning compilation. But we're going to move into some music, so hope you're paying attention to that number.
And this is The Rebel Spell from Vancouver, and a song called I Am a Rifle off the latest Vancouver's Punk as Fuck, Volume 2.
Fall!
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto community radio station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
We started off that last set with the Rebel Spell from Vancouver and the song called I Am a Rifle. The band will be out here very soon, and so I thought I'd play some stuff so that you get reacquainted with them, because they haven't been here for in a couple of years.
That was a wicked song to start off the set. I liked it a lot.
They were great. Mad Cowboys were next, also coming from Calgary. We'll be here in a couple of weeks playing the Bovine Sex Club. We heard their last the last release called Baby Steps. They've got a new one out, so I don't have that, but... you should go to the show to get it. So Baby Steps was the last CD. The song we heard off this was called The Gods Don't Wear Tight Jeans. And that's an awesome title. Spastic Panthers were next, also from Calgary, featuring Dan Izzo, who was the singer from The Motherfuckers. And I think this might be just another band that he's got going, because those guys were pretty active in doing a bunch of other things. We heard a song called The Ballad of Joey Ramone. And this is released on Dan's label, Handsome Dan Records. And after that, we heard The Screwed with Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, obviously a Ramones cover.
Yep.
This is taken off the 1977 CD, which was the idea was a bunch of songs that got released in 77, the birth date of punk. And so great idea, and keeping in that theme. And then... I played the Vapids doing a cover of what I consider the Toronto's, I guess Ontario's version of, not Toronto because they're from Hamilton, but you know, Southern Ontario's version of the Ramones, Teenage Head, and so they were doing a song called "Get Off My Back." They recorded this awesome CD called Teenage Head, and it's basically the first album back to front, so it's done in reverse order. And it sounds smoking. It's a great record, and Gord Lewis produced it, so it pretty much had the band's blessing and all that. So I just keep listening to this record. I just love it. And
yeah.
To me, Teenage Head remind me so much of the summer. They're just like a party summer band kind of thing. And so I had to break it out being...
Oh, it's finally summer today.
Yeah, the first official week of summer. We finally got some heat.
Yeah.
And so... just been thinking about Teenage Head all week. Anyway, that was followed up. The Vapids were followed up by the Rocket Reducers from Welland, a band that Jimmy Vapid just he helped produce this 12-inch that came out, and we heard a song off this called Sauce Wagon. It's self-released by the band. It's on their own label called Kick Your Butt, And it's a 7-song 12-inch. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's so good.
And it reminds me a lot of the Brutal Knights, so I finished up with the Brutal Knights, and we heard a song called Beach Slam, keeping in with the summer theme, and that's taken off of an EP called Terrible Evening, which is released on P-Trash Records out of Germany.
Cool, there you go. Very cool.
Sorry, that's a lot. But anyway.
Don't apologize. People like a lot of music.
The baton has passed.
Oh, I got the baton now.
You're holding the conch.
I'm holding the conch.
Tell us.
I don't even know what a conch is. All right.
It's a shell.
Obviously.
I'll explain it to you.
No, I know exactly what you mean. My brain just like, what's a conch? Huh? But now I know exactly what you mean. Of course. Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
I got exactly. it. Got it.
You have the floor.
I got the floor and the conch and the baton. I got a lot of things going on. And I'm not wearing any shoes. You were barefoot last week, so I'm barefoot this week. It's just how we do it. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to play here is a song called "The Zombification of Anytown, USA," which sounds
by who?
Well, it's a song by What Happens Next.
Ah, well, let's get
from
to it.
No Cash, No Thrash. Apparently they like their money. So the Zombification of Anytown, USA. It's 11:35, and we're going to play as much as we can before the end of the night. So this is What Happens Next.
And I want to tell you that we're going to be doing a demo feature by a band from the Philippines called Execution of Terror.
Execution of Terror.
Tonight. So a band that is reportedly to sound like Severed Head of State.
Woo! I love that band.
Yeah, but they're not as good. But but you know, in the same spirit.
Spirit, that's what counts.
Yeah.
All right, what happens next? The Zombification of Anytown, USA.
Come back.
All right, and that was Confined from Oakville, our Oakville, with a song called In the Name Of, from a record called The Beginning of the End, which, if I'm correct, is the only record that they made. But Steve was telling me all sorts of great stories about Confined, because I don't know too much about the band, and I just heard this great song, and I heard the great record, but I didn't know the story, and it turns out actually Steve knows the singer quite well, and actually saw them live and everything. So, why don't you tell us about Confine?
I saw them at a great show. They played a lot more shows out in Oakville, but I saw them at a great show at Who's Emma in a tiny basement with all their friends, and just doing that total breakdown thing, and everyone was just crisscrossing across the. It was chaos. It was great, and it was in the summer, super hot. Night, and Sparky went on to sing in To the Lions, who mm-hmm. just recently broke up, and is now doing the Red Nation Online podcast and blog. He's just totally into the Toronto scene now, so a big soccer fan, and continues to do media, DIY media, which is great. And some of the best stuff I've ever read about, just about football. It's really intelligently written, so you should check it out if you get a chance. And we have a blog spot now.
Yes, we do.
And we have a link to the Toronto FC, the Red Nation Online thing on our link, link
check
section.
That out.
So if you don't know how to, if you can't find the Red Nation Online, which is what the blog is and the podcast, then check our blog spot out. Look for, just do a search on Equalizing Distort Blogspot, and you'll find us. You can also find us on our MySpace. I've put it up on our website section, so you can find it there. And you also started up a
Facebook. Equalizing Distort is now a Facebook page that you can become a fan or a friend of. I'm not sure.
A fan. I hate
I know. We want friends,
but you can join
not fans.
Us,
but you can join the page, and there's updates there, and there's links to all these things that you're talking about, the Blogspot account, the MySpace page, to find out more about if you missed the name of a song or whatever. We write up every playlist that we play, and you can also listen to the back log of archives that we have of
that,
all our past shows.
Yeah, and that Blogspot has been the brainchild of Ed Pives, which we need to thank profusely.
Thank you very much.
And he's been able to bring everything together so that we have all the old, every issue of the zine is now up as of this week, and including the last one to go up was the To the Lions one, because I was having trouble.
There we go, To the Lions.
So I had to rescan some pages and stuff. That one went up on Friday, but it's up now. Everything, every issue of Equalizing the Stored is up there, and I guess the last couple of months, starting with the McBain Studio 3 session for podcasts, is up there. So
wicked.
It's all housed in one area. And
so check out the Blogspot account. Yeah. Check out the Facebook page. You just
and
type
MySpace,
in Equalizing the Stored.
And the MySpace thing has a lot of the pictures up from the Studio 3 sessions.
Yeah.
Which we haven't been able to bring over to any of this stuff. It's just...
So there's photos of every band that's ever been in, and or at least a lot of them, at least.
And we've also got the contributions that EXD has done to MRR, so we've got those scanned up there, so you can see, like, the scene reports and...
Yeah, you read the PDF file of the issues. Great. Actually.
So, like, it's... Yeah, it's got just the interviews that we've done, like, with Double Negative and the mods and all that stuff. So there's lots of stuff up there. But we should get into the demo feature, because we don't have much time. Tonight is a band called Execution of Terror. It's in CD Deck 2.
Oh, thanks.
They're from... Quezon City, a band rumored to be sounding like Severed Head of State. I can sort of see it, but don't expect something as polished as that. But certainly in the same political vein. And
where are they from again?
And they're from Quezon City in the Philippines.
Okay.
So not like not Manila or somewhere big. It's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because the Philippines, I believe, is a series of... I'm not sure if it's a series of islands or not, but I think it is. It's like Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, and it's just awesome to... I got this thanks to Jay Garcia, who does Gran Pellegro's fanzine. I just got his latest issue. It's amazing. He does a lot of stuff for EXD in terms of, like, reviews for a lot of the last issues. And he sent me this huge package of, like, a lot of bands that go across the spectrum of Filipino hardcore. So... grateful to get it, and let's get into some of that. This is Execution of Terror, one of the first Filipino features that we'll be doing.
I'm gonna go to the top.